Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who's your guy on 670 The Score?
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman knew my name. He said, you can't go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away. I staggered back through the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and preaching from my chair. Well, who are you?
We do it every year around this time. It's the week of the draft, so we want to know who your guy is. Our guiding light, our draft Bible, is The Beast by Dane Brugler. If you don't have an account at The Athletic, you should get one. I printed mine out because I'm old.
It's Earth Day.
It's bound to. It's good. Offense in one book, defense in another.
I did the PDF thing, and it's pretty handy.
That's because you're pretty smart, so it's going to work out.
I like computers and such.
That you cannot lie? Those other brothers can't deny.
That computers are important.
That is correct.
This is why they pay me.
That's right. That's why they pay us the medium bucks. Would you like to go first?
Yes, I would. Right. I'm so flattered.
Let's get it. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's talk with Johnny. Hey, Johnny, you're on Who's Your Guy? Who's your guy?
Yo, good afternoon, Lawrence. Good afternoon, Layla. My guy is the obvious Rome Odunze, wide receiver, University of Washington.
Rome Odunze, 6 feet tall. He went to Bishop Gorman High School, by the way, just for some background.
He's a baller. He balls.
That he does. His strengths, and this is the part that I forget about, is the timing of the drops and such, so keep me honest. Good size athlete with desirable measurables. Yeah, he's awesome. Coordinated patch catcher. Snatches cleanly. Plays exceptionally well through contact, uses his length to make full extension grabs and his frame to box out and win contested balls. We love that. Tracks the deep ball like Ken Griffey Jr. patrolled center field.
Ooh.
Rotate route running, showcases his light feet and body twitch. Gliding speed and toggles his acceleration to stack corners or create late separation. Competes with physicality before and after the catch. Multifaceted and can be a vertical threat, but also a red zone weapon. His track training and conditioning is clear on the football field. Just three career punt returns, but he returned one. 83 yards for a touchdown in 2023.
83.
His weaknesses.
Just said that.
Swimming upstream, avoiding all the flies, and sending one ricocheting through the universe.
That really sounds like a strength, in my opinion. Needs to continue expanding his route tree. Average suddenness in short areas and change of direction. Average suddenness. Can occasionally make the first man miss, but his elusiveness is mediocre by NFL standards. Handled press well when he saw it, but jam technique needs continued development. Fumbled twice in 2023. Perimeter run blocking is very up and down and needs more consistency. In summary, Adunze is an above-average height, weight, speed athlete with the pass-catching instincts and competitive focus to be a playmaking NFL receiver. Yeah, he projects as a true X receiver and has the skill level to elevate his quarterback's play, stylistically similar to Drake London.
That is Rome Adunze. This is Frank from Oak Park. Frank, who's your guy?
My guy is somebody I hope that they look at if they go defense with that second first-round pick on when they draft Friday or Saturday. Brendan Rice, wide receiver, USC.
Brendan Rice. Brendan with an E at the end, by the way. 6 foot two, 208-pound receiver. Strengths.
Didn't he save somebody's life at an airport with doing the Heimlich maneuver?
It's possible. Plus-size athlete with the frame to continue adding bulk. Deceptively fast and can gain a step on defenders vertically. Flashes springs in his lower half to make leaping grabs. Strong hands and hand-eye coordination. Only two drops in 2023. Quick to collect his feet after the catch with the body control to elude the first tackler. Shows improved tempo and pacing to create initial separation out of his stem. Has a great feel working back to the ball or to open space on scramble drills. Parenthetically, an important trait in a Caleb Williams-led offense.
What?
Comfortable as a middle field operator, a lot of crossers at USC in USC's offense. Has kick return experience and averaged 25.2 yards per return in college. Weaknesses.
The man chased him, grabbed him by the shirt, and then grabbed his penis in a violent manner.
That's not true.
We can say that on the radio?
Sure. Wow. Average separation quickness, okay. Doesn't consistently play up to his size, and will lose battles against physical corners. Below average finisher on 50-50 balls, accelerates well out of breaks, but has tendency to get a head start and rounds select routes. Uses body strength to slip off the jam, but needs to develop his release techniques. In summary, overall, Rice must continue working on the finer points to beat press and get open versus NFL corners. But he has the side speed, athleticism, and hand-eye coordination to become a better pro than college player. He projects as a backup X/Z receiver with down-the-road starting potential. By the way, just for our particular show,
yes,
they do talk about the pure bloodlines.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. That is Brendan Rice. Now we've got Adam. Hey, Adam, you're on Who's Your Guy? Who's Your Guy?
Hey, Lawrence, hey, Layla. My guy out of the University of Florida is wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. Bob.
Thank you for that. Ricky Pearsall, 191 pounds. He's from Chandler, Arizona. His strengths.
This guy speaks the King's English. He's very thoughtful. Everybody loves him.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Exceptional focus and tracking skills. Naturally contorts his body mid-air to make difficult grabs. His one-handed catch versus Charlotte was college football's best catch of 2023. Comfortable making over-the-shoulder catches on slot fades and corners. Creates pockets of separation with quick stem cuts. And his speed won't lag out of his breaks. He has a feel for coverage and where to find open zones, especially in the middle of the field. I would like that. I would like that on the Bears. Effective on quick and middle screens and can make the first man miss. Very average size, but deceptively strong with very low body fat. His weaknesses.
I have a pretty crazy sex scene with him. He got implants, and during sex, his breast moved.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Competes with excellent play and timed speed, but he didn't blow past corners vertically on tape. Thin-framed body type with ordinary length and limited growth potential can be bullied off balance at the top of his route and might struggle to escape NFL press coverage. Doesn't have the lateral explosiveness to stack missed tackles, willing as a blocker, but struggles to sustain the point of attack. Overall, Pearsall wasn't a home run hitter on tape, but he is a reliable receiving option with the route and quickness and ball skills to quickly become a favorite target for an NFL quarterback. He has the skill set and toughness to work inside or outside and return punts at the next level. Grade, second to third round, number 45 overall.
Okay. Let's go to Dan in Deerfield. Dan, who's your guy?
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Lila. Big fan. My guy is Georgia tight end Brock Bowers.
Go back to cooking for the Seder, Bernstein.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I should have known.
Yes.
I should have known when I saw Brock Bowers on the screen.
It's still pretty good. All right. Well, Dan has asked, and we will deliver. Brock Bowers, 6'3", 243 pounds. Strengths.
He's a guy you really like.
Special athlete for his size. Opens his stride and reaches top speed in a blink. Sets up routes with stems, head nods, and sharp footwork, which allows him to accelerate in and out of breaks. Above average ball skills, catching the ball well outside of his frame. That's pretty cool. Diverse route runner and can be flexed across the formation. Defense gravitates towards him, creating decoy situations to open windows for other targets, has the speed to execute jet sweeps, rushing yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns in his career. He averaged 18.3 rushing yards and 5 rushing touchdowns last year. Physical potential blocker to reach, seal, and keep his man occupied.
Hey-o.
Weaknesses.
He's a little chunky, and he's a really good athlete.
Doesn't have desired tight end size for inline work. Often offers some growth potential, but will likely be under 245 pounds for his NFL career. Doesn't have ideal length or overwhelming power to easily uncoil versus NFL defensive ends as an attached blocker. Rangy move blocker, but can do a better job of breaking down in space. Overall, Bowers is an explosive pass catcher who creates mismatches all over the field with speed, ball skills, and competitive edge. He has NFL star potential. in the mold of George Kittle. If he lands with a play caller, prepare to feature his unique and versatile talent. That is Brock Bowers, and that was Dan Bernstein who had called. You know what the problem is? Dan doesn't realize, because we don't take a lot of calls on this show,
that we could see the name on the caller ID.
See the name. You could just see his name. It's right there.
Is he still on the line?
He's still there.
Punch him up.
What are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be cooking for a Seder?
Yeah, I'm making soup. I did the meat yesterday. I'm doing soup today. We're waiting for the rental tables and linens and cups and dishes to get dropped off.
So you're waiting for linens and things?
Yes, and things. Yeah, we have the flowers showed up, so we got our centerpieces.
Ooh.
And now we got to make everything all nice.
What do the flowers look like?
They're really pretty. I don't know what they are, but they're in like these white ceramic bowls, and there's pink roses and some other like frilly like orchids or something. I don't know.
Nice. Very classy. Flowers. What's the protein of choice today?
It's traditionally it's a brisket, but I prefer a blade roast. So I'm doing basically like a 12 pounds of blade roast. I'm doing brisket style.
And is now Harrison Ford coming over?
Or? Hell yeah.
I'm going to reduce the gravy and, everything should be all right. Beth's mom is making the matzo balls. My mom is bringing the chopped liver. And my aunt is bringing the angel food cake for dessert.
That sounds wonderful.
We hope so.
Yeah.
And Jason's going to play golf.
Well, he picked a perfect day to do it.
He did.
Right?
Why don't you go with him?
He's his guy.
I got too much to do. I got to clean everything, and we got to scrub the floors, and I got to clean the bathrooms, and, you know, it's people in your house.
Y'all got to put those kids to work, man. I clean my house every week.
He's helping. And, of course, and you know how it is. If we say 5 o'clock, it means people are here at 4:30. So we're here. There wasn't as much traffic as we thought, you know.
I love that.
Well,
I love that for you.
Good
really
luck with everything. Enjoy yourself. And thanks for people were wondering if you were going to be a part of today's segment. So thanks for being a part of today's segment. That's exactly right.
That was amazing.
Who's Your Brisket will be on tomorrow's show.
Heyo.
That is Dan Bernstein.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Yes, it's very important that you be safe.
Who's next?
Do we have a chance to take another one? All right, Layla, you're up. Nick joins us now. Hello, Nick. Who's your guy?
Hey, good afternoon, Lawrence and Layla. My guy, figured we'd stay in Georgia, is Mr. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver. Great name.
Ladd McConkey. Andrew Ladd McConkey at that. Apparently, he goes by his middle name. His strengths.
And they changed his name to something like long and Spanish, and they slapped a Theo's fake mustache on him.
Okay, kind of goes with him going by his middle name. Lightning quick with his release and gets up to his top speed in a hurry. He goes real quick, polished route runner, and manipulates coverage with a step, setup, and a variety of shoulder and head fakes. Fluid hips and body control to help him quickly transition out of his breaks and create separation. I love all of this. Knows where to fit in coverage versus either man or zone. Very good at locating skills and plays strong to the football. Nifty and creative with the ball in his hands, with the instincts to find a crease. Offers punt return value as well. Averaged 13.3 yards per return at Georgia. His weaknesses.
He was only in charge of the groceries in Dallas, right?
I have so many questions. Unimposing body type with lean bulk that is likely maxed out. NFL scouts say adding weight has been a challenge for him in the past. Short-armed with average height / catching radius. Doesn't have the functional strength to beat the jam if he doesn't win with his release. Physical quarters can stall or slow him at the top of routes. Runs tough with the ball in his hands, but he doesn't have the ideal run power or contact balance. In summary, McConkey's size and vulnerability to injuries are not ideal, but he is a sudden, skilled route runner and uses synchronized shake to tie defensive backs in knots. Okay. He is a quarterback-friendly target with the inside-outside versatility to be a quality number two option for an NFL offense. His grade, first or second round.
So his name is Andrew Ladd McConkey?
Oh, yeah.
So good old number four, right, for the Blackhawks, Andrew Ladd?
Laddie.
Huh. How about
Can't
that?
Call him Ladder. That would be a ladder. We should probably get a break.
One segment down, one to go today. Don't worry, though. We're going to do Who's Your Guy this whole week. Interesting, though, that our first batch of calls were all pass catchers.
Yeah, and also made me want things that I need the Bears to do in the middle of the field and stuff.
How about it?
Use the whole field, you see.
Don't worry.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.